Northern Ireland has been robbed of an Olympics gold. So claims an angry Wendy Hoovenhagel. The cycling star is angry with her Team GBNI bosses and teammates after not being picked to compete. The team broke the world record and won gold, but because Wendy didn't ride in any of the rounds, she missed out on that coveted medal. Stormont Sports Minister Carol McKillen voiced her support last night, saying on Twitter that she has a right to feel robbed. Well, do you agree? Has Wendy Hoovenhagel been badly treated? 08459 555 678. Speaking to BBC Northern Ireland's Stephen Watson yesterday, Wendy told him how she felt about her exclusion from the winning team by the coach.
With 30 minutes to go, just before the gold medal final, the big money shot, I got told, "You're not riding," by Shane Sutton again. And so there was no question. I couldn't change his mind. I had pointed out one of our riders is sick. Are you going to put her on the line again? Why? And he goes, "You're not riding." And so I had to accept it. And so I left the building, and with it, left behind Northern Ireland's next Olympic gold medal. I firmly believe that I should have been riding, and that medal was there to be taken, and I was prevented from having it by one person and one person's decision. And so it's been a very unjust and very unfair experience.
So overall, how do you think this has been handled? Obviously, very badly.
BC have not shown me the loyalty that I have shown them over the last 6 years. I don't feel that I have done anything to deserve this treatment. I'm in the best shape that I possibly can be, probably the best physical shape of my whole cycling career, and I have been denied. Northern Ireland has been denied, and I'm very aggrieved about that because I've done all I can to be all I could be for that team.
That's Wendy Hoovenhagel speaking to Stephen Watson yesterday. Team GBNI says people will always miss out in a squad. Dave Brailsford is cycling performance director. Its cycling performance director says when a team steps up and makes 6 world records in the trot and a gold medal, then I don't think you can argue with that. Well, we've got two guys called Chris on the line, sports journalist Chris Holt and journalist and commentator Chris Ryder. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Chris Ryder, was she robbed?
I think there's two flaws here. Good management would have dictated that when she was a member of the team and she wasn't riding in any other events, that she should have had an outing, and that would have qualified her for the medal. Or else, as with many other sports, people who are designated members of the squad, they get the medal even if they haven't been on the field. I mean, Premiership footballers get a medal if they appear a number of times during the year. So it seems to me that there's an unfair flaw here. We obviously don't know the whole story. The guy who manages the team hasn't given any reasons why he decided not to let Wendy go out. The whole thing seems very unsatisfactory and very unfair. I think she's very entitled to feel aggrieved by this. But, you know, sport's a tough, tough business. And, it's one of those things. I think everybody feels sorry for her. I think everybody sympathises with her. But, you know, at the end of the day, the rules are the rules, and somebody has to take the decisions, however tough and how difficult they are.
And Chris Holt, if you don't compete, you don't get the medal.
Well, no. These were the rules I set out before. Chris pointed out how the Premiership players get medals even if they don't take part. Is that what we really want to show as our part of the Olympics? You know, a medal for not really doing anything? You know, I want to see Northern Ireland put on the world stage. Having taken part and beaten the best around, not get a medal as some sort of, you know, merely tokenism, really.
Wendy seems now to be reaching out. Maybe you can both comment on this. She seems now to be reaching out to people in Northern Ireland to share her sense of injustice here, Chris. That would be, Chris Ryder, that would be fair, wouldn't it?
Yes,
when you just listen to that comment.
She obviously feels very hurt and very isolated by this. And, you know, according to her, that she has been shunned by her teammates since. That compounds the sense of hurt because...
And she's described them as juvenile.
...together and sacrificed an awful lot for the last few years, for this one shot at the Olympics. So she's entitled to feel hurt, and I think very many people sympathise with her. And I think there's many people who worry that, that the rules perhaps are not flexible enough to allow for a situation like this. You know, there is a point, as Chris says, that you shouldn't get a medal for doing nothing. But, you know, she has put in the effort. She's been a part of the team. And perhaps, you know, the manager should have ensured that she got at least one outing on one of the heats so that she would be on the medal roster. If he then wants to decide not to use her for the final critical event, then fair enough. You know, she really doesn't have a grievance.
In some sports, of course, Chris Holt, if you're a substitute, you get the medal, even if you don't play on the field.
Yeah, of course that happens. But, I mean, like I say, this sort of thing is said out before that if you don't take part, then you don't get a medal. And I would rather that be the case, to be honest, because that's, you know, that's what the Olympics is all about. It's about pushing yourself to the limit on the day in the big events. And for not, if you don't take part in that, then I don't think you deserve to have a medal. I mean, going back to what you were saying there about sort of feeling that Northern Ireland has been shunned in this. I think that's, she was sort of pushing in that way that, you know, that in some way that it's a slight against Northern Ireland.
Is that going too far?
That's her. Yeah, very much so. I mean, people from Northern Ireland here, you know, we seem to have this sort of persecution complex that no one likes us, and no one cares about us. And, you know, I said on Twitter yesterday, I bet there was a lot of people who said, oh, well, if Wendy had been English, she should have been in the team. You know, we do have this sense of injustice sort of hanging over them. I can't wait to feel like we're, you know, the people are ostracising us.
And some people are saying to me on Twitter, if she'd played for Team Ireland, she might have got a race.
Well, she'd have got a race, but she might not have won. In fact, there's a fair chance she wouldn't have won.
I think there's a difficulty here, William. When you designate a person as a team member, you know, then if it's a team effort and a team event, then, you know, it's different from where it's an individual thing. Where
it is, but training is not the team effort. It's actually the competing that is the team effort, and she didn't compete.
Yeah, but I mean, perhaps you have to look and say, well, you know, over the 4 years or the 6 years or whatever intensive period of training there was, she was an integral part of the team. They took part in other events. She performed there. She performed to the standard. You know, if it's a team event, then, you know, the manager has to sort of balance the morale of the team and the recognition of the team. If he decides that on a particular night one team member has to be sacrificed, well then, you know, he okay. should really have forewarned her. He should have perhaps run her in one of the heats, as I say, and that would have entitled her to the full honour.
All right,
stay with us,
guys. Shane Sutton, the coach in this case, says that he made his decisions on the basis of merit. He is the coach. He has to put the best team out there that he can get. And, of course, that's difficulty for Wendy because he chose a sick rider at one point rather than her. Mid Ulster MLA Sandra Overend is also with us. She's been speaking out on the issue. She says serious questions need to be asked about this. 0845955678. We'll be lining you up for your comments on this sports controversy in a moment. Sandra, good morning to you.
Good morning, William.
So are politicians wading in?
Well, can I say first off that here in Mid-Ulster we're all very proud of Wendy. She's one of the best cyclists in the world, and we were all looking forward to seeing her compete in the Olympics. It is Team GB. After all, I mean, we talk about this team, the team spirit, and I just feel really on what Wendy has said that the team wasn't sufficiently managed. I mean, yes, we know the rules.
What do you mean, the coach did a bad job?
I mean, what I'm saying is, if he knew what the rules were and she wouldn't get a medal unless she competed, then he should have managed the team that Wendy should have been competing in one of the rounds. After all, her timing was the fastest when she was competing prior to coming down to London. Her timing was better. The timing of the team was better than the timing that won gold.
But Sandra, listen.
You know, so
listen.
We weren't
there. The coach was there. The coach's job is not to give everybody a run. The coach's job is to win a gold. And he's done a pretty good job by that definition, hasn't he?
He is. But going by the definition of they had a better time than what won gold, I don't understand why he didn't choose her then. You know, and it is Team GB after all. There was a medal sitting there for Wendy. just like the United States, who won silver, all four that were in that team, all four of them got their silver medal.
All right, so you're saying she should have got a medal even though she didn't compete, or you're saying that she should have been given a chance to race?
She should have been given a chance to compete.
But that's the coach's. It's the coach's decision, though, Sandra, isn't it?
That's right. It is the coach's decision, and that's why Wendy's aggrieved.
So you're asking questions today and about the coach's decision?
Yes. Yeah.
A politician wading into this and challenging a coach who's just managed to get Olympic gold?
What I'm doing is supporting Wendy, who comes from Mid-Ulster, who feels aggrieved, and I want to support our local Olympian.
Do you not think it's strange, though, that a coach takes a team to the Olympics, they win gold, and you're raising questions about whether he's making good decisions?
My question is, where's the team spirit?